Hello, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Yes, I was just speaking to someone and we got disconnected. I don't know what happened. I can't remember what she said her name was, but you guys had charged my account $48.98 when it was supposed to be a dollar. And she told me that it's because you have to be a member of the meal plan to qualify for the drawing for the iPad. And what I read said nothing about that. So I want out of that. I don't want that. I want my money back and I want my account canceled.
Okay, yes, ma'am. May you please provide me with your zip code, please?
46580.
And may I have your first and last name, please, ma'am?
Shaitana Levitt.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I do see your account. And may you verify the shipping address for security purposes?
1825 Michael Street, Warsaw.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me one second here. Okay, bear with me, please, ma'am. I just got to get this account documented, and I'll be right back with that cancellation number. Give me one second.
Okay. I got an email from T-Mobile and asked me to do this survey. And if I did this survey, then I got an iPad Pro for a dollar. So it's through T-Mobile, so I did it. And are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Are you ready for that cancellation number?
Yes.
It is C as in cat,
B
920
920
425
425
041.
041. Okay, and that's going to get the money back into my account.
Okay, ma'am. So it looks like we will not be able to issue a refund on that
Why not?
because looks like here one is stated in their terms and conditions and it's already been
Well,
verified with your bank.
I never got anything that said that I had to be a part of the meal plan. It said that it was charging my card $1.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Did you read their terms and conditions before placing that order?
There was no terms and conditions
You didn't see anywhere
on the page that I was on.
on the welcome page. It should have been a place under continue where you either click the terms and conditions or there's a long paragraph at the bottom of that. It
It
knows
never
what
had
the
anything. It never had anything on there like that. It went from me putting my I barely got my card information in on it, and then it went to a next page. And the next thing I know, I'm getting a text message from my card saying that $48.98 was taken out of my account.
Okay, ma'am. It would have been. You said you got an was it an email, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, ma'am. When you first opened that email, it was on that page.
Okay, let me look at here.
You should see a place, either click that or click on the survey. It should have been a place where you have the terms and conditions on it.
Oh, where is it at?
Okay, ma'am, I'm only able to hold for 3 minutes.
Well, I'm trying to find this email. Mm-hmm. And it's disappeared. It's not on here. This is some bullshit. Okay, well, if you're not going to give me my money back, then I'll just dispute it through my bank because I'm not.
Okay, ma'am, your bank is one that verified the charge.
Well, according to my bank, it's still pending because I just talked to them about it, and they told me to contact you guys.
If it's still pending, then I canceled the account. It shouldn't come out.
And okay, if you guys end up taking that money, I'm going to dispute it because I agreed to pay $1.
Okay, ma'am. Well, if it does come out, please call us first so we can just refund you the money. Because if you dispute it, there is an investigation. They contact us. We send them the terms and conditions. And you will probably most likely not get any money back. So if the money does come back,
didn't you just say that you can't refund me my money?
Well, ma'am, you just said the money is pending.
Right.
It doesn't show me that the money is pending on my account.
It shows you that it already took it?
It just shows the amount, $49.89. Well, and then I just canceled it. But you said the money is still pending. So I canceled the account. It shouldn't go through. But if it does, you can just call us back, and we'll be able to assist you with a refund.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer service. You have a great